Progressives Threaten to Tank Democrat Budget That Excludes Amnesty for Illegal Aliens. By John Binder on June 28, 2021. Far-left House Democrats are seemingly threatening to tank a Democrat infrastructure package if the budget does not include amnesty for millions of illegal aliens. The House Democrats, mostly members of the Progressive Caucus, suggested in a Politico report on Monday that they are ready to oppose a Democrat-led infrastructure package so long as it excludes a massive amnesty plan. Politico reports. But progressives have their own list of demands for the budget. They've threatened to oppose any resolution they don't think allows Democrats to achieve enough of their priorities: health care, housing, climate, child care, and immigration. Emphasis added. It's essential, what we have talked about with the Speaker and within the caucus. The budget resolution has to be crafted in a way that it takes into consideration all of our five priorities, said Representative Pramila Jayapal, Democrat Washington, who leads the nearly 100-member Congressional Progressive Caucus. Emphasis added. Many of these intraparty tensions have simmered mostly under the radar in the early months of Biden's presidency. Progressives are now eager to use their leverage to force action on issues like immigration and climate that have otherwise languished thanks to the power of the filibuster in a 50-50 Senate. Emphasis added. A budget proposal by Senate Budget Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders, IVT, is set to include an amnesty for illegal aliens that will initially cost American taxpayers about $150 billion. The budget ensures that the majority of the 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the United States would be given some form of amnesty either through green cards or visas, costing each American taxpayer more than $1,000 to offset the costs. Far-left Democrats are hoping to slip the amnesty past Congress through a little-known reconciliation maneuver. A budget approved through reconciliation ensures a fast-track wish list for Democrat priorities, including amnesty for illegal aliens. On Monday, Sanders said he would not support an infrastructure package without provisions to include reconciliation. Democrats, along with some House Republicans, have the support of a large amnesty coalition led by former President George W. Bush, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the Business Roundtable, and a number of Koch brothers-backed organizations. Already, current immigration levels put downward pressure on U.S. wages while redistributing about $500 billion in wealth away from America's working and middle class and towards employers and new rivals. Research by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering and Medicine has found. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, has repeatedly found that amnesty for illegal aliens would be a net fiscal drain for American taxpayers while driving down U.S. wages. Every year, 1.2 million legal immigrants are given green cards to permanently resettle in the U.S. In addition, 1.4 million foreign nationals are given visas to take American jobs while hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens enter the U.S. annually. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.